I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 1st. Central State University recently received over $97,000 from the state for a food forest. The Urban Forestry Grant will go toward planting trees in the Dayton area. It'll also pay for staff and education about maintaining an orchard. WYSO's Shea Frank has more on the food forest that'll begin planting in the fall.
Dayton's downtown area is notorious for its lack of trees. In fact, it was marked as a high-priority area for a tree canopy installment through a tree equity score. That's why the Ohio Department of Natural Resources chose to fund Central State's plans to plant multiple food-bearing trees at the food bank and CSU's Wilbur Forest campus. Adding urban canopies improves air quality and reduces temperatures. It also provides flood and wind protection and even soil remediation. That's according to Clara Parrish. She serves as garden manager at the food bank.
So, for example, let's take this land here. Very highly industry-related soil, urban soil. You can plant them here and not worry about the contaminants that may be in the ground getting into the fruits. So trees are incredible in that way.
The trees will be food-bearing. Parrish says neighbors can expect to see fruits and nuts 3 to 7 years after planting. Denise Natoli-Brooks is an Ag and Natural Resources Extension Educator at Central State. She says this will also address food insecurity while promoting education about growing and caring for trees. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
It's been over a year since the Trump administration canceled millions of dollars in previously awarded grants for the arts and humanities. Now, a statewide organization charged with distributing those funds is reorganizing. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker has more.
For decades, Ohio Humanities distributed grants to museums, historical societies, and documentary filmmakers with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities. But with less money to go around, last month it announced an organizational shift. Ohio Humanities is becoming Ohio Humanities Alliance. It'll function like chambers of commerce, where organizations pay annual dues to become members and then share resources like HR support and advocacy tools. Rebecca Asmo is the Alliance's executive director.
We are really putting a stake in the ground and saying our history, Ohio's history, America's history, and, you know, our civic fabric, our civic infrastructure, we really want it to be strong.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
The Democratic candidate running for Ohio Attorney General filed an ethics complaint. It's elevating concerns about Jobs Ohio. The complaint alleges the board of directors has conflicts of interest with a grant that could go to Ohio's largest utility company. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's George Shilcock reports.
Ohio AG candidate John Kulowitz says Jobs Ohio board chair Josh Rubin's lobbying firm creates a conflict of interest with a $100 million pot of money the agency could give out. Rubin's firm lobbies for AEP, which could benefit from this grant to help build mini nuclear reactors and other infrastructure to help power data centers. The agency says in a statement it follows ethical standards and members recuse themselves when a conflict arises. But Kulowitz says there should be more safeguards.
Jobs Ohio is basically asking us to take their word for it. You know, what concerns me is we're not allowed to probe into that.
Ohio Auditor Keith Faber, the Republican in the AG race, says in a statement he supports enhanced transparency for Jobs Ohio, but says his opponent appears to be flinging mud to see what sticks. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
Various polls show a close race in Ohio for U.S. Senate and governor. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports how one voting bloc think it could be the key to who is elected this fall.
AARP of Ohio Director Jenny Carlson says polling of older Ohioans shows they are likely motivated to vote in November, and affordability as well as protection of Social Security are among the top issues they're concerned about.
Pocketbook issues matter the most to these key swing voters.
Carlson says 81% of voters older than 50 years old say they're highly motivated to vote, compared to 62% of voters ages 18 to 49. The group's polling shows those who say they are undecided on candidates in key races at this point are enough to sway the elections in November. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
funding from cannabis sales will not be used for road improvements in Riverside. That's the result of a lack of action from Riverside City Council. The Dayton Daily News reports that elected officials discussed using almost $700,000 from the city's host community cannabis fund to improve residential roads in Riverside. But no one on council placed the concept on the floor for a vote. Riverside does not have a dedicated program to improve residential roads. The city's law director expressed concerns about how auditors would view using the cannabis funds to repair roads, even though Ohio law allows cannabis funds to be used for, quote, any lawful purpose. The heat continues. Extreme heat warning for today and for Thursday. Heat indices once again around 105 degrees. Air temperatures around the mid-90s. Also, sunny conditions, and this will be again for today and tomorrow. Friday, still pretty warm, hot in some places, but we'll also have a chance of showers and thunderstorms for Friday and the 4th of July weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Mike Fraser.